The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
Alan Carr is back on the road with a brand new stand-up show, Regional Trinket, and he plays at the Leisureland in Galway on the 27th and 28th of May this month, end of this month, and he's also going to be in the Three Olympias, it's called now, on the 8th, 9th and 10th of September. So the first one's then in May, 27th and 28th. Alan is with me on the line. Hi Alan, how's it going? Are you well?
Great, how are you?
Very good, thank you very much. You sound positive and full of life and COVID-free and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I swear, do you know what? Can you believe it? I have never had COVID. And did you hear that statistic?
Yes.
If you wear glasses, you're 70% less chance of getting COVID.
Are you saying that if people who wear glasses are less likely to get it? Is that what you're saying?
I read it in a newspaper somewhere.
Which newspaper was it, Alan?
Okay, it might have been a bit of a low rent one. Can you believe I haven't had it though? It's so weird.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, you must be doing something right then. You must be all the clean living you're doing.
Oh yes, and all those exercise classes, bums and tums, it all pays off, doesn't it?
So listen, the tour, you're starting off in Ireland anyway, in Leisureland. So it was originally supposed to be in 2020 and then the C word got in the way. So are you looking forward to it?
Oh God, I love it. I love it. And in Ireland, it's just a big party, isn't it? And I mean, it's... the last tour I did, back in 2016, I remember them. They'd come and just put all these shots on the front of the stage, which they wanted me to neck. And of course, I have to do it, don't I? So they're always a little bit special when I perform in Ireland, because by the end of the stand up set, I either want a fight or a kebab. Also, with Galway, I love Galway, and my mum and dad are coming over to see me in Galway, so they better laugh, the people of Galway, because my mum and dad have never been there. I said, well, listen, come and see the show there. It's such a laugh. I mean, we always have a bit of a giggle. So they're coming over. So I hope the people of Galway put on a good show for my mum and dad.
I'm sure they will. And they've never been to Galway before. There's lots of places for them to go visit around, you know, Connemara and all that. Galway is absolutely beautiful. So are you going to have to change your lines, you know, your show, or are they used to you at this stage with some of your jokes?
Well, I had a bit of a weird thing, really, because when it started, the show was all done and I was a week away from performing it, and then COVID happened. Yeah. And then my marriage sort of disintegrated over the COVID period. And so we got divorced now. So we had all this drama. And of course, then when I go to do my show, it doesn't make sense. It's like, it just, so I've had a real chat. Now I'm divorced. And then because the show was actually about being happily married and all that. So I had to sort of write it on the hoof. So it's a very personal show. And it just shows you, I mean, it would have been a whole different show if COVID hadn't happened. And I've never ever done that before. When I've written a show, it's all been done and dusted.
Yeah.
And then I sort of had to write it as I go along.
So when you took another look about it after all these events in your life, you kind of said, this doesn't make any, you know, it's just, you wouldn't feel right doing it, because it's not the truth anymore, I suppose, yeah.
I mean, my jokes don't make sense at the best of times, but even I was like, I can't peddle this.
So, you know what, Alan, you've got you're quite possibly one of the busiest men in entertainment. You've got a live tour now happening. You've got your podcast, which is very popular, called Life's a Beach, currently filming two different TV shows, including one in Italy, and just wrapped up an interior design master's as well. How do you keep going? How do you fit it all in?
I have no idea. But it's so funny. Me and Amanda, Amanda Holden, we got this job of doing up houses in Sicily. They're houses for a euro, because all the young people have left these Sicilian towns and the mayor is desperate for them to come back. So Amanda said, well, let's buy a house for a euro and let's do them up and see. So the BBC said, what a great idea. They followed us.
Brilliant.
It was, we're buzzing about this euro. And we were, I was at a party and Eamon Holmes was there. And he said, I bet you two have bought it underneath that volcano. There's a reason why it's a euro. So we have been there, and I know people think, oh, you're so jammy. But listen, me wearing a hard hat and a jumpsuit and still toe cap boots is not a look. I mean, it's so I've got to do that. I mean, Amanda wears it. It's so sexy.
Oh, she yeah.
I look like Bob the Builder. I mean, so we've just been clearing it out at the minute, and squatters have been in this house. Oh my! Ugh. So yeah, it sounds very glamorous, but it's very fun. But I like being busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like.
Did you do one about Agatha Christie as well? Are you a big fan of Agatha Christie?
Yeah, I love her. I'm doing it at the minute now. I'm going out in a minute to film some bits. I'm going to see someone who does a crime scene. I'm going to go and see a crime
forensics.
Scene. Forensics. Yeah, forensics and all that. So, all very exciting.
Yeah, that sounds good as well. But you've been a big fan of Agatha down through the years since you were a kid. Is that right?
Yeah. I remember on holiday in Devon, I went to the bookshop and I got Murder at the Vicarage.
Yeah.
And then I've just been a huge fan of it. And then, of course, now I'm like anything crime. I mean, if you look at my Netflix history, I mean, it's like... my algorithms, you know, if anyone goes missing in the area and the police come round and look what I've been watching.
It was you.
I know. I love a bit of true crime. So, I just like any criminal. Yeah.
Mm. And listen, Adele is a mate of yours, good friend, one of your best friends, actually. Like, would you kind of test out jokes on her, or would she ring you up and say, hey, Alan, I've got a new song. What do you think of this? Do you think I should release it or whatever? Is that kind of a relationship?
I love the fact Adele would say, Alan, what do you think of this song? I mean, I can't even talk in tune, let alone sing. But she's, I was very privileged to hear her new album before it came out. And yeah. I was like, oh, this is so amazing. We don't really do that. I mean, she always comes to see my shows. And she came to the last one twice, which was really lovely. But I could hear her cackling away at the back, and she sneaked in the back, and then I could hear, you know, which was like, she's got that very distinctive cackle, and I could see people on the front row turning round to see if it's Adele. I'm like, whoa, tonight's about me, thank you very much.
Well, you just have to get your own back on her, and the next time you're at an Adele gig, you can laugh. You've both got very distinctive laughs anyway.
Well, did you see me sing with her and an audience with Adele?
Oh yes, very good. Yeah.
I know, yeah. I think people are calling it an audience with Alan. It was so good, my singing.
Anyway, maybe you can do it again in Leisureland. It's the 27th and 28th of May. We're all looking forward to it. And then, of course, 3 Olympia on the 8th, 9th and 10th of September. Alan Carr, keep her going. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, mate. Bye.
See ya.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.